to the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast for this year in 2021, as we are learning about just who is Jesus. We're exploring several of his characteristics, parts of who he is that really begin to tell us more about who he is and what that has to do for us, our relationship with him, who we are, and just getting to worship him. And so today I actually have a tag team of two brothers here with me, and they are going to help us continue to explore and try to understand just who is Jesus. So first, I would like to take a moment and introduce both of my guests. Guests, what is your first name?
Ryder.
And?
Evan.
Okay, and Mr. Ryder, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten. Homeschool.
Homeschool with mommy and kindergarten. And so those are pretty fun grades and ages, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah. You guys get to do a lot of fun things. Are you learning your letters and how to read? Getting to play a lot? Yeah.
But I will be in preschool soon.
Will that be so fun? Yeah, it really will be. One thing I want you to remember is that when you shake your head, because people aren't watching a video podcast, they can't hear you shake your head, right? So when you shake your head, instead of shaking your head, or when you shake your head, just say yes, or, you know, talk out loud into the microphone, okay? Tell me the story. It'll be great. Yeah. All right. I want to hear you both answer this next important question. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
We have Christmas toys.
You have some special Christmas toys?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of one of those?
They're at Target.
Oh, they're still at Target. Okay. Yeah. But you're looking forward to those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that 100%.
Yeah.
Mr. Ryder, can you take a turn and can you tell us what you're looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Sneaking on Santa.
Get out of town. Is that what you're going to do? Have you done that before?
Me too.
Oh, you're going to help him? You have not done it before, but this is a new plan. Okay. All right. I like the way that sounds. And so tell me, Ryder, what is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
I am.
Is that a weird name? I feel like if I were to call you, Mr. Evan, hey, I am, would you be like, what? What? Why are you calling me that name?
I don't know.
You don't know? What did I call you outside? I called Mr. Ryder Batman, right? Because he had this super cool Batman raincoat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that made you giggle, right? And so sometimes we can call names, like we can call people names, right? That tell us something about them or make us laugh.
But I saw you just giggle.
And you did see me giggle? I was giggling because I was giggling. That's really true.
Yeah.
And so when we call Jesus the I Am, I think that sounds like kind of a little bit of a strange name. But let's tell everyone who's listening with us today. So what does this name mean?
Like if he was alive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was real.
Like
he's real.
That's so true. So it means that God is, right? And it means that he always has been and he's real and he wants us to know that, right? And so when we're talking about Jesus as the I Am, it's because it's the way that the name is in a present tense, and that is also, he's been in the past, he's now in the present, and he's going to be in our future. And so he gets to cover all of those spaces of our life. And so where is this name referenced?
In a verse.
Is that verse John 8:58?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that says?
Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
There it is, right? So he's saying in this book of John, in the Gospels, he's telling all of his listeners, who are mostly Jewish when they're listening to this, right? And so he's referring to Abraham because that's who they kind of counted was their father. And he's telling them, even before Abraham was, I am, right? And it's so important that we know that. And I think we have another verse that also tells us about who Jesus is as I am. Mr. Evan, can you share that verse with us?
Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. Tell this to the people of Israel. I am who sent you to me.
Yeah, I am who has sent me to you. That's such a beautiful verse, right? So God is there. He's speaking to Moses back in the Old Testament, right? Which we learned about this summer, and we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's introducing himself. And this is how he introduces himself as I am to Moses. And here now we have Jesus saying to the people that he is the same thing. He's the same thing as God. He is the I am. So I have a question for you guys. I am wondering, can you tell me what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he loves us.
That he loves us? That is pretty special. Mr. Evan, can you tell me what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
He helps children.
He helps his children?
He fights.
He fights for them?
Yeah.
That is the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can always trust him, right? He's always there.
Yeah.
Ryder, I would love for you to tell me, what is your favorite thing about the way he loves you?
That he can take care of us and make good choices for us.
He can help you make good choices. Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He can help us and he can give us strength in that. And so even in those things that you guys just shared, you really just told me all about how Jesus steps into your story, right? And he is the I am. He meets you and gives you what you need. So I'm going to read today's Advent passage. John chapter 8, verse 53. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? And Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. And so the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham. And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And so they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. I'm so thankful that we could have this dual brother combo, right? Teaching us so much about who Jesus says he is as the I am. And I would just love to thank you both for all you've shared with us. Ryder, can you close us in prayer today?
Yes. Dear Jesus, thank you for this church thing we're having today and talking about God. Amen.
Amen. All right, so before I let you guys go and our listeners go, can you just wish them a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.